All right, so we're on the Dharma Pei Dalet today. Let me just go over the Mishnah from yesterday. So focusing on the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Beis, the first few lines of the Mishnah said, if a woman says, Konam Shininan El Briyot, in other words, I know she gave up with the world, she can't take it anybody, so she doesn't want to get a benefit from anybody in the world, the husband cannot revoke the netter. The husband cannot revoke the netter, and we'll explain shortly. And then the Mishnah says, V'yicholi le'enot leket shechu peya, but she could benefit from leket shechu peya. Leket means like if the person, he's a farmer, he left two stalks, of grain when he was cutting it, or shechu, he forgot the bundle in the field, or pay, he has to leave the corner of the field out. So the Gemara had three pshatim in our Mishnah. The first pshat was Ula. So Uli said in yesterday's Gemara that the olam, the husband is labakal briyotu. That when a woman makes a neder, konam shanin el briyot. In other words, any pana that I get from anybody should be prohibited, like a korban. That's what she's saying. So even though briyot, the husband is obviously a briya, but she doesn't intend to include the husband in it. So the husband is not included in that vow. So Ula says, this is like around 600 from the bottom. So Leolam Ba'al Labakal Briyotu, and even so, in other words, so means since the husband will support her, so therefore it's not Inui Nefesh. You know, she has a means of support through the husband, and presume the husband will support the wife. So it's not Inui Nefesh. Again, a husband can revoke the vows of his wife if it's either Inui Nefesh or Dvarim Shebeinu Lebeina, between, there has to be one of those two. So it's not Inui Nefesh because the husband will support her. Va'od, and then the way Ula, the way the Ran was explaining it, even if the husband is poor and so he can't support her, she can always have a fallback on leket shecha and peya. So that's the flow of the Mishnah. So he can't revoke it because he's supporting her, so it's not inui nefesh. And even if he's dirt poor, she still has leket shecha and peya to rely on. So and the idea is leket shecha and peya will be matnot aniyim, and they're hefker. So she's not getting benefit from anybody because it's just hefker. There's no tovah d'anah with that. That's the first shot we learned from the Mishnah. Then the second shot was Rava. Rava said the olam baal b'chal briyotu. Rava said no, that when it says she's not going to get benefit from anybody in the world, that means including the husband. But why can the husband not revoke the vow? Umatam ka'amar, matam in yichol afer, and shechol einot b'lechet shechol peya. Why can, so according to Rava, one is the reason for the other. Why can the husband not revoke the vow since the husband is included in the vow because she still has like a shechampeh? She's got like welfare, so to speak, so she can be supported from welfare. And then the third shot is Rav Nachman Amar. This is three lines to the bottom on the Gimel and Beis. Nachman Amar, the olam baal la b'chal briyotu, that Rav Nachman says like Ula, that a husband is not included with briyot, b'hachi ketani. So it means the husband's not included, so she's supported by the husband. But if they get divorced, then the husband reverts back to the regular briyot category. So the husband's not included with it as long as they're married. But if they're not married, then she can't get benefit from the husband. So the flow of the Mishnah is the only Baal B'chal B'chal Briyotu, B'hachi K'tani, Nidgarsha, Yicholei Enot B'leket Shechol Peya. But if she's divorced, she can still fall back on leket shecha umpeya. Okay, so those are the three ways we had to explain the Mishnah. So the basic machloket between these Amoraim is when a woman says konam shinela briot, does that yes or not include the husband? When a woman makes a neder, I'm not getting benefit from anybody in the world. I'm sick of everybody in the world. Does it include you, my dear husband, or not? So according to Ula and Rav Nachman, does not include the husband. She doesn't have that in mind. But according to Rava, it includes the husband. Okay, that's the basic machlok that we have. Okay? Okay, welcome. Okay, we just reviewed a little bit from yesterday, but all right, let me go on and then maybe you'll pick up a little bit, okay? On Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, all right?
So is the maskana then that there is no inui when you're on welfare, like a chikampeya? Well, that's not inui?
Right. In other words, if it's another means of support, it wouldn't be inui. That's the idea we're saying, right?
But she can't get anything from her ketubah after she makes that kind of a netter, is that right?
No, the ksuba is only payable if they're divorced. In other words, if
right.
If,
let's say she divorces him, if she's got that konam on the books.
Right. Yeah, so the only thing is the ksuba is like an IOU note. So I'm not sure if she has a shibud on the rights in the ksuba. I don't know if that would block her from collecting the ksuba. In other words, money that you owe me certain to like a shtar chov, I don't think that would be covered by the neder, frankly. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So now, Eifei on the top line of Pidal Haman Aleph, Eifei Rabo the Rab Nachman. So the mini review for you, Mayor, is this Mayor. Now we have two mayors here, kind of Nahara. Okay, is we said that if a woman makes a neder, Konam she Nenela Briot, she makes a neder that she's not going to get benefit from anybody in the world, does that include the husband or not? So it's Makhlok and Amarayim, whether it does not, or does or does not include it. So Eifei Rabo the Rab Nachman. So Rava is the one that says it does include the husband. Everybody's included with it. He asks Rav Nachman, who says it's not included. So he asks him, Uval la b'chal briyotu, you, Rav Nachman, claim that a husband is not included in the briot, in the words, the term briot, batzan. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Daf Yomi, you know, in Daf Tzadi, which is next week in Daf Yomi. But we've had this Mishnah before. Batzan, the tulanim in HaYehudim. If a woman makes the neder, she says, I'm removed from the Jews. Now, the way that Gemara understands that, she's not going to have relations with anybody. Betulanim in HaYehudim, Yafer Chalko, he, the husband, should revoke so much of the neder that relates to him, you know, that he can have relations with her. He says, Utei Mishamashto, and then they can have relations. Utei Netulam in HaYehudim, but she'll be prohibited with everybody else. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, I'm going to read the next lines of the Gemara. It's a little complicated. Then we'll do the Ran. And then we'll review it again, okay? So the Gemara says, Now the Gemara takes it that Briot and Yehudim is the same idea. If I say, I'm not going to get anything, I don't want any hana from the Briot, that's the Mishnah. So the according to Rava, that includes the husband. And here, Min HaYehudim would also look for and include the husband. But Rav Nachman says that Briot doesn't include the husband. So he says here, so if you'll assume, like you assume, Rav Nachman, that a husband is not included with Briot, when a woman makes a neder, she doesn't intend the husband with Briot, so then logically, then when she says here, Netulanim and HaYehudim, she's not talking about the husband being prohibited. He says, so Nidre Inu Nefeshain. Now, the way the Ran understands it, if that's not the pshat in the Mishnah, in other words, if I say that the husband is included in this neder, then it makes sense that it's talking about intimate relations because she has relations with the husband, she's married, she's prohibited from having relations with everybody else, but she says, Netulanim in HaYehudim, and then I understand the Mishnah. So I'm barring everybody, including the husband, and then the husband should be made for his chelek, and then the prescription regarding everybody else will be in place. But if I assume that a husband is not included in the neder, which logically we would think of Rav Nachman, you know, carrying over, would hold the husband not included in it, so then what would Netulim and Ayudim be? What would be the alternative shot? Obviously not talking about, intimate relations, because she's prohibited in intimate relations anyway with everybody else. So the Gemara thinks, the way the Ran understands it, that she's saying, I won't benefit from the payroad, anybody else's produce in the world. That's the only way the two I'm removed from the Jews. What does removed from the Jews mean? I won't benefit from produce. So if we'll say that that's, in other words, Rava is saying to Rav Nachman, the way you understand our Mishnah, Lechora, the only way you can understand this later Mishnah is like the way you understand it here. The husband's not included, the husband's not included there either. So then what does this neder mean? So the only thing it can mean, Netulanim and Yehudim, logically, I'm not going to get any food from anybody in the world. That's Lechora, what it would mean. So he says, so if that's the case, the so in that case, now remember, we had said when it was Mishamash To, that was Devarim Beino LeBeina. That's the way we had explained it previously. In other words, that comes under the other one. But that's Nidre Inui Nefeshain. Again, just for the people who are just coming in, may not recall, but if it's Nidre Inui Nefesh, the husband revokes it, it's dead to the whole world. But if it's Devarim Beino LeBeina, then he can only revoke it as relates to him, not to anybody else in the world, and that's only as long as they're married or could be married. So he says, so Nidre Inui Nefesh, so then you'd have to say it's in Nidre Inui Nefesh, if he's not going to get food from anybody in the world, yeah, that's Nidre Inui Nefesh, yeah, fair law, Leolam. So he should be able to revoke it like forever, for everybody, from everybody. In other words, here the Tanna Mishnah says Yafer Chalkao, and then Utain Tumen Yehudim. In other words, he's saying the Pshat Mishnah does not make sense the way you, Rav Nachman Lavora, would have to learn this Mishnah. So the Gemara, now I'll read another two lines. We'll do the round and then we'll go over again. Okay. So the Gemara says, now we have Eimalah, which is the way our Gemara reads, but Bach takes out the word Eimalah. So the Gemara says Shani Hakha. So it means indeed Rav Nachman usually holds that the husband is not included. In this case, though, he says the husband is included in this neder. The Mucha Milta Dal Hatira Kaasra Nafsha. In other words, here under the circumstances of this neder, she says Natulani Mina Yehudim. The way Rav Nachman will understand the Mishnah, Tulani Mina Yehudim likely means, more likely, I won't have intimate relations with the people. So if a woman makes a neder, I'm not going to have intimate relations with the world. You know, the rest of the world is prohibited anyway with her because she's married. So she's really directing it at the husband. So then that's the way the Gemara, the Gemara is deflecting the challenge that Rav Nachman had, that Rava had posed to Rav Nachman. All right, let me just see the round on this, and then I'll go over again outside, and then we'll see where we go. Welcome, Daniel. Okay, welcome, everybody. Okay, so let's look a little bit at the round, and we'll see where we are. All right, so if you see in the round has more than one girsa in our Gemara. I'm going to take the girsa that's ours, which is around 10 lines from the bottom in the round, or 10 lines from the top in the round. It's four lines below where it says Shani Hakha. It says the Ikanusti de Garci. Everybody have it? Mayor, do you have it? Mayor, do you have it? You do or do not? Is that yes? Ikanusti de Garci. And you have it also, Mayor Rudzinski, you have it? Okay. And Joshua, have it. And it's look in the Gemara, like put your finger on the bottom line, count up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, count up 10 lines from the bottom. In the middle, it says the Ikanusti de Garci in the middle. You have it? Okay. And you have it, Daniel, right? Is that yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. The Ikanuski de Garci, there are some versions that learn as follows. The Emri Baal Abaklav Riyotu Nidra Inui Nefeshu Lefer Lolialam. He should be able to revoke it like forever. He says, Bahachi Perusho. So the Ran says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Emri Bishlema de Baal Abaklav Riyotu. If you would say the way I say that a baal is included with briot, he says, and when she says the tulanim and ayudim, so the husband's also included in the net there, we would explain it this way, so most likely she meant, I can't have tashmish with anybody, including my husband. She wants to prohibit tashmish with her husband, who would otherwise be permissible to her, in tashmish kol Yehudim, with the tashmish with all the other Jews, who otherwise be prohibited to her anyway. Therefore, he's, again, that's the Devarim Beino Lebeina, he's just going to revoke the way it relates to him, which is what the Torah authorizes him. And then, if they get divorced, Tein Netula Mina Yehudim, he's going to be prohibited on everybody. That's the category of nedarim that relates to their relationship, and that's the key. In other words, inui nefesh, typical case is food, and dvarim beino lebeina is intimate relationship. Those are the two key examples of it. So then, she'enu mefer la'achirim. He says he doesn't have authority to revoke it vis-a-vis other people if it's dvarim beino lebeina. Like we concluded earlier, he says. So the way Rava is saying to Rav Nachman, the way I learned this Mishnah, the way I learned that Mishnah, the husband is included in the Darim. So Mela, the Mishnah makes sense, our Mishnah makes sense, everything makes sense. That's what Rava says to Rav Nachman. But if you say the way you, Rav Nachman, hold that a husband is not included in Briot, and then as a corollary to that, if she says the husband's not included in that neder, in Cain, if Shalomar Dimitashmish Kaamara, so it doesn't make sense that she's talking about Tashmish. If the husband's not included, and she says Natulani Min Yehudim, so it doesn't make sense that it's talking about intimate relations, the Hablo Nidra Nami Mitra Bana Tashmisham. She's anyway prohibited to having relations with it. That doesn't make sense. So then the only logical interpretation of the neder would be that I'm removed from their payroll. I can't derive benefit from, you know, their produce that they would supply us with. Right. The imkain nidre inui nefesh inun. So if that's the case, like Yosef just said, then it's not that's inui nefesh. That's the broader approach. So you have fair level olam. So he can revoke it like forever. You know, and he says the ha'asik number eish pirkin the mefer bein la'atzmo bein la'acherim. He can revoke it from everybody. He's got a whole wide net to cast with that. He says so. There's no reason to say he would just yafer chalko. He'd be yafer for everybody. He says the lekulamim on a tulanim mehanat teretem shel yehudim bodan shelahem ka'amra. Doesn't make sense to say that I can't get hana from the payroll of the Jews when it's theirs. About Izabim Hubal Muterbahim, but if my husband Lewis, is there a way to understand this Mishnah that the Mishnah would make sense, you know, even if it means that it's talking about the fruit, you know, so he says, and then my husband acquires his Muteret, Kim Kane, Amaya Farakal Ko. Why would it make sense that she's gonna be made for his chelek? Ubafarkinan, Shani Hacha, Dibukha Milta, Dahaterika Astra Nafsha. So the Gemara answers here it's different. In other words, even though Rav Nachman holds in our Mishnah, Netulin Amim and Ayudim does not include the husband. Normally, that's what you would hold. In this case, the Mishnah we just quoted from Dav Tzadi, there he'll agree the husband is included in the netter, and the pshat is the way that Rabbi wanted to say, because Mucha Milta Terek Asra Nafsha. It's clear that she's asring something which is otherwise mutar to her. The Netulin Amim and Ayudim Tashmich Mashma. The language, the Netulin Amim, more logical, is talking about Tashmish. It's not talking about drawing benefit from the payroll. And even though, in general, a husband is not included in the term briot, here it's like clear, it's like apparent that this is the pshat in the Mishnah. There's no other way we can learn the pshat in the Mishnah. He says, okay, now let me say it again outside, then we'll do it. We'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so again, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday. If a woman makes a neder, and the neder is konam sheninen el briot, konam means it should be prohibited as being like a korban. That's a short term. We had this in the beginning of the Masechta. So konam says everything should be prohibited as being like a korban, that which I benefit from the briot, from everybody in the world. So the $64,000 question, is the husband, yes, included in that neder or not included in that neder? So two of the Marayim say the husband is not included in the neder. That's Ulan and Rav Nachman hold that way. But Rava holds, no, the husband is included in that netter. So Rava poses a question to Rav Nachman from the Mishnah later on, Daf Tzadi. It doesn't say Labrio, but it says Minha Yehudim, like an equivalent term. If she says, Natulani Minha Yehudim, I'm removed from all the Jews. That's their netter. So the Tana of the Mishnah says he should only be made fair his own chelek, he can be made fair, and everybody else should be prohibited on. The Rava says, if the pshat is, it's talking about intimate relations, so then that's the bar beino the beina, that's between both of them. So he's the only thing he's authorized to revoke is his chelek. And then the whole Mishnah makes sense. And then I understand the Mishnah. He says, but if I assume, as you do, Rav Nachman, that the husband is not included in this term, so then it doesn't make sense that it's talking about intimate relations, because why would she make an edda that prohibited on intimate relations with everybody? Anyway, she's prohibited intimate relations with everybody. So that doesn't make sense. So the only alternative would be that she's making an edda prohibiting her from the produce of the whole world. But if it's produce from the whole world, then that's Devarim of Inui Nefesh. Devarim Inui Nefesh, she can revoke for everyone all over the place. He's got a big koach to do that. So that's his kasha. So the Gemara and the answer says that in general, Rav Nachman holds that the term would not include the husband. But under the circumstances on Daf Tzadi, it's apparent on the face of it that it does include the husband, because the Mishnah doesn't make sense otherwise. In other words, it's saying, the plain shot means I'm prohibited in intimate relations. And the affair shall be made for the chelek as relates to hetera. In other words, that which is permissible to her is the husband. So that's what the netter is really covering. Everybody else is thrown in, and he'll be made for that chelek. That's the question, the answer comes. Okay, now, all right, now questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did. Okay. You, and then Zoom world. Okay, go ahead, Daniel.
Normally, she's married, she cannot be with anybody else. If she gets divorced, she's mutar for everybody. She could come and mean that I'm not going to be mutar to anybody after you divorce me or if I'm separated from you or if you die.
You mean like?
So it could still be a case.
You mean in the future? In other words,
making it now.
Right.
Everyone doesn't. Yeah. All right. I'm not going to be with anybody else. I was saying that I'm not going to be with anybody other than you.
She's done. All right, I don't know. Let me put that on a pause. I don't know.
Okay, and also, when there is a situation over here, there's been never been now, but how about the Yavam? A Yavam would be somebody that would be connected to this person. Imagine they have no children, and he died. So, I mean, would you be able to say that the Yavam
Wait. The Mishnah's not talking about a Yavam situation. The Mishnah's talking about there's a husband
alive.
Right. But you're giving a different pattern.
Right. I mean, would the Yavam be part of Beinu, Beinam, because the package deal, the guy, if you has the Shalom Paz, have no children, it is to his interest to have his brother come and...
Wait. So what's
the thing? Can the brother to Yavam, in case she made this, when she made
right.
this...
Right. She means everybody
so the, the husband is dead already, and there's already a secret between her and the Yavam.
At this point, he's not dead, but if she comes and says, I'm not mutar to anybody else, could be with an exception.
The husband is still alive. Yes. Yes. The husband is still alive, and she makes this neder. And so you want to know, is Yavam included? Okay. All right. I don't know the answer to these questions. Now, what's the next question, Josh?
Two of them Amrayim or whoever are saying that the husband is included.
No. Two are saying not included. And Rava is the only one who says that the husband is included. And so Rava is asking the question on Rav Nachman. Rava holds that he is included, so the Mishnah makes sense to him. Right. But he says, according to you, the husband is not included. How do you tie up this Mishnah? So the Gemara ends up saying, and you're right, this Mishnah, even Rav Nachman will agree the husband is included. Okay, all right. What's up, Mayor? Which Rashi? Utaim mitzulam and aguhim. Yeah. Right. When she gets divorced, she won't be right. So that's right. So that would answer what Daniel was saying. Rashi says that. She's making a netter that she'll be prohibited in other people when she gets married later on. He says, that's what Arsul has as well. Okay, so that would cover for the future. But you said the round the way we did the round. Okay, that's the best I have with that. Okay,
when Rav Nachman says,
let's say again. Wait. Go ahead. I don't know about that. You mean Ula? Yeah. We could have asked the same question on Ula. They didn't. Okay, what's up? Let me hear Zoom world. Go ahead.
When Rav Nachman and Ula say that the husband is not considered part of the briot, are they saying...
No. It means the way... I saw it in the Masipta, the way he said, they quoted the Chasam Sofer. It means, technically the words would mean the husband is included, but we mean, like, our umdana is that a wife does not intend to include the husband in such a
matter. Right, okay, that was my question. That she specifically, that it was just sloppy language on her part.
All right, okay. All right, anybody else? Okay, all right, let me go on now. All right. So,
Robert, she's ayeved in tashmish with her husband. How could she start with to come and make an edit like that?
There is a way to frame it. That would be one way to do it. Okay, now let's do the next lines in the Gemara. We're five lines from the bottom on page Aleph and Aleph. Everybody, let's focus. Now, with the next line in Mishnah said, Yichol lehano b'lekhet shichu peya. So even though she takes this neder that she can't get benefit from anybody in the world, except maybe the husband, maybe not the husband, but everybody agrees, the Pshat Mishnah is, she could benefit from Lekhet Shechem Peah. In other words, the Matnot Aniyim, she could benefit from. And right. So the simple Pshat is that the Matnot Aniyim is Hefker, and the person doesn't give you these Matnot Aniyim, you pick it up. You pick it up from Hefker, so you're not getting anything from anybody. That's the simple Pshat. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Yichol Le'enob Lekhet Shechem Peah. So the Gemara points out that the Tana, our Tana of our mission, doesn't mention Master Ani. Master Ani is a six-year cycle if you're a farmer in Eretz Yisrael. So in year 3 and 6, you're Mafrish Master Ani. So the Tana of the Mishnah does not say that she's permissible to get Master Ani. He says the Hatania, but in the Brisa that we learn, the Hatania Bebrita, that's so unusual that has the word Brisa, the Hatania Bebrita Uva Master Ani. So there's a Brisa that says that she could be Zocha in Master Ani. So we have a seer now between our Mishnah and that Brisa. When a woman makes a neder that she's not going to get benefit from anybody in the world, is she, yes, permitted with Master Ani or not permitted in Master Ani? So Amar of Yosef lo kasha. Rav Yosef said there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and that Brisa. Harav Lezer, Harabanan. The Brisa is following the sheet of the Tana Rav Lezer, and our Mishnah is following the sheet of the Chachamim. Now, this Raya is going to be a little complicated, and the Gemara is going to reject it in another 10 lines. But let's go in slowly, and then we'll take it down, and we'll see how this goes. Okay, now, Ditnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Damai. Now, just to refresh everybody's recollection, so Damai is tavua that a person purchases from an Amma Aretz, and it means, like, Bisman Chazal, it doesn't mean like the person, you know, didn't get do well in yeshiva. It means there was a whole social class of people who were known as the Amei Haaretz, and they were a little bit lax in their observance of mitzvot. So the way the Aretz will explain it, at the time of the second base of Mikdash, Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that even though the Amei Haaretz, they were all being mafresh trumot they were doing. And even with the Masrot, the overwhelming majority were taking Masrot, but there was a Miyat HaNimsa, there was a side, like a significant minority that was not Makrish Masrot. There was not Makrish Masrot. So it was a Miyat HaNimsa. So he said that if a Chaver, from person, he buys Tavua from an Amma Aretz, that's called Damai. Damai is Damai. I remember my... I had a Rabbi Yaakov Rabrowski many years ago when I was in high school. Where he said Damai. Anyway, but the artist brought that down. Damai. So then you have to. He's got to. Now the trumas are taken care of already, but he has to designate a portion for the masrot in it. That's the halakha. But then there's going to be a machloket whether he has to designate for Master Ani or not, and we'll see what this is talui with now. With Maser, with Damai, is always going to be more lenient than Vadai. In other words, if something Vadai Tevel, so we're going to be more stringent than Damai, which is a topic, so then we're going to have more leniencies with the Damai. Okay? Let us wait. This is the listening part, and then the questioning part will come another 5 minutes, okay? So be patient, get out your pad, take your pen out, and write all the questions down, okay? So now, Ditnan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Damai, Reb Lezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech L'Kvot Shem Al Maaser Ani Shel Damai. The Tana Reb Lezer says a person does not have to designate a portion of the Damai to be Maaser Ani, and we'll explain why shortly. As we turn the page, B'chachamim Omrim Kurei Shem, Ein Tzarech L'Hafrish. The Chachamim say you have to designate a portion, but you don't have to be Mafrish. So I'm going to read the next six lines, and then we'll go over in the Ron, and then I'll explain again, okay? So he says, my love, is it not, according to the Chachamim, the topic in which the topic that is there makes a tevel. In other words, it's, one issue is going to be, if I have the Master Ani in the mix, would I normally be chayav misa for eating tevel if I have Master Ani? In other words, normally, if a person consumes tevel, which is untied produce, he's chayav misa to be de shamayim. But let's say the only thing that hasn't been separated is the Maaser Ani. Is he yes or is he not chayav mita having the Maaser Ani in there? We'll see this for each way. Okay. So he says my love, Laman Damar Sveiko Tovel. So according to the Chachamim, who say that it is the Sapek with the Mai is Tevel with this Maaser Ani in it, Savar Itle Tovarana. So that opinion will hold that the owner has a tovet hana. In other words, he has the right to give the Maaser Ani to whom he chooses. So since the farmer, the owner of the crops, has the right to tovet hana, give the Maaser Ani to whom he chooses, so the person whom, the woman who makes his neder, is not allowed to benefit from it. In other words, if the owner has the right to give the Maaser Ani to whomever he wishes to give it to, then the woman who makes a neder that she's not going to get hana from anybody in the world cannot be the recipient of that Maser Ani, because I'm the recipient of a tova from him. In other words, he doesn't have to give it to me, he can give it to somebody else. So I'm getting benefit from the donor, if that's the way it goes. And we'll see how it all connects shortly, okay? He says, Idlei Tovarana, he came into Idlei Tovarana, lo mahanya. Lamanda Amar, according to the other opinion, which is the Tan Reb Lezer, Eino Kurei Shem, he says, you don't have to designate Tavua to be Master Ani in the Demai, he holds that the Safik doesn't make a Tevel. In other words, you're not Chayamita for eating it, if it's with the Maser Ani, even a Ribadai. The Chosh is Shveiko in a Tovel, and the same thing with the Badai, Lele Tovarana, Bishari Lele Tanuye. So there's no Tovarana, and you'll have to get benefit from it. Okay, let's do the run, and then I'll explain it again, and we'll go through it. Okay, one second. Let's do the run. Now, two lines from the bottom on Pital and Amanala. He says, "Ain adam sarich l'trom to amaisa the krok shema maser ani shodabai." The bottom line on Pidal adam and Aleph in the Ran. Halo keach me'am haaretz. If a person purchases tefuah from the Am haaretz, sarich l'aser with the trom to amaisa. Now he's got to take the maaser and he has to give trumas maaser. In other words, the maaser rishon, he doesn't have to give the maaser rishon to the levi, but he has to take trumas maaser from it. In other words, when the 10% of the maaser rishon also goes to a kohen, the note of a kohen. Master Rishon Gufa, from page, Ma'ako La'aswa, he can keep the Master Rishon for himself, a Harshif Rishon, after he's separated out, Ran says, during Mutar Lazarim. The Ran learns that Master Rishon is Mutar Lazarim. I think we saw in the Gemara elsewhere, there's Ma'akloket about that, but he holds that Master Rishon is permitted to non Levium, but Motzi Mithra La Baraya. In other words, Shalohif Rishon Ma'aris. In other words, The burden of proof is now on the Levi to prove that he's entitled to this Maser Rishon. So I don't have to give the Maser Rishon to anybody. I've designated it. And now, if you're a Levi, you claim you're entitled to it, prove to me that the Am haaretz didn't separate and give it to you. Of all Maser Ani, but if it's Maser Ani, the second line of the Ran, on page 168 and page Dalam Beis, he says, Aval Maser Ani, Ein Sarit Klafrish. The Maser Ani, he doesn't have to separate out. The Sfirul Reb Lezer, the Filu Badai Shul Frisho Menatri Eino Tovel. That the Tana Reb Lezer holds, even if it's Badai Tavua, but not separating the Maser Ani won't turn into Tevel. She Ochlo B'mito Hilchat Eino Mafrisho Misafik. So, in other words, we said Demai is more lenient than Badai. So, with the Badai, if I don't separate the Maser Ani, I'm not Chayav Misa. In other words, if I eat it, if I consume the Tevel. In other words, not Tevel, if I don't separate out Maser. Even if it's Vadai. So with the Demai, according to Tana Reb Lezer, I don't even have to designate it. Because it's not Tevel. And let's see, B'chachamim Omrim, which is another 30 lines, and we'll pause. B'chachamim Omrim Koreshem, he says, the Im Vadai Lohif Frisho Habi Tevel. According to Chachamim, if he definitely didn't separate it, it is Tevel. Yeah, ochel min akriba mita. If a person eats the pile, he'd be chayav mita. Afal pisha metukan legamre, but in sarich l'takein ala frish maser ani hilchach mafrisho misafek desfeko tovel. Okay, so the first yisod is again. I'm just repeating. So between the Tana Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, so the Tana Reb Lezer says that not separating out maser ani from a regular pile of tavua doesn't turn it into tevel, and the Chachamim hold it is, and you'd be chayav mita if you have it. So we're going to be more lenient. With the Demai, according to Tana Reb Lezer, you don't even have to designate it. According to Chachamim, you do have to designate it. Now, let's see. Let's see further in the round, and then we'll pause shortly, okay? Savar, Sveiko Eino Tovel. This goes with the Tana Reb Lezer holds the Safek doesn't make a Tevel. Who is in the Vadai? Even his Vadai is not Tevel. Elamishum de Sveiko, not Tina, not Katsveiko. We're talking about a Safek, so we meant Sveiko. The came into Sveiko Eino Tovel, Savar Leipa Tovarana. Once he holds that, if, in other words, not separating out the Maser Ani doesn't turn into Tevel, so the Tana Reb Lezer, so there's no Tovet Hana in giving it. We'll explain. Tovet Hana, but Tovel, the Eino Tovel, Talia. In other words, whether a person has the right, Tovet Hana is, I as a donor have a right to give the Truma of the Maser to whom I choose, the coin I choose, the Levi that I choose. So if I say, though, my Tevuah does not become Tevel, if this Maser Ani is not separated, then I don't have a right to give it to who I choose. Dechtiv, now he has a brush from the press, so everybody focus. Dechtiv, the lo yichalu chei b'nei sel ad asher yarimu. There's a pasuk in Parshat Emor. It says, don't desecrate Kadesh Bnei Yisrael, which means you have to separate all the things from the tefua that you are mechuyev to separate, so you won't be chayev mita bidei shemayim. He says, Eid asher yarimu. And then, as a result of that, you have a right asher yarimu. You'll separate it, which is a right to give it to who you want. The darshinan, the Gemara darshins out, about tinam truma to the bear. It's talking about that he will take truma. So the way the Ran understands this is the first part of the pasuk is teaching me that if there's an obligation that will turn this tevuah into tevel, then I have the right to give it to who I choose. That's in other words, lo yichalu kodshei b'nei Israel. That's the, don't profane the kodshei b'nei Israel means that I have to take out whatever I have to take out from it, because otherwise I'll be chayav mita b'nei shemayim. And then then I have, if that's the case, I have right bahani to tavli talaharamatan b'alim lomar shetovan anashalayim the chiv erashi arimu. Says that they remove dami. So the Ran says when it says Yerimu, that's the equivalent of Natina. By certain things it says you'll give it to the Kohen or whatever. So it's a Sherimu, same idea. Hilkach, Dafka, but the Tabla, Ikatova, Nanal, the Baalim. So the Ran is putting these so, without the Ran, it'd be good to the son of the Gemara, that if I have an obligation to separate this, and if I don't separate it, it's Tevel, then as a corollary to that, I have the right of Tovah or not, give it to who I choose. He says, Aval, but lo Tavli, lo. But if separating it would not turn it into Tavol, not. Umaster Ani, the man de Idle Sveko and Otovel. So Master Ani, according to the opinion of Agi Reb Lezer, who wants to say in the Safe, it doesn't turn to Tavol, late they Tovah or not. He doesn't, they don't have a Tovah or not. I mean, he'll just have to leave it, they pick it up. You don't have a right to give it to anybody. Hilkach, Yicholi Anot, Umaster Ani, Defkir Ba Almahu. So according, this is the way the Gemara is going to shlug this up in a minute, but the Gemara wants to say that according to the Tana, we think, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, that removing Master Ani doesn't, well, not removing Master Ani doesn't turn the Tevuah into Tevel, and doesn't make you Chayav Misa, so Mamela, you don't have a right to give the Master Ani to whichever Ani you choose. So the only your obligation is just to be Mafkirit. In other words, we're talking about Demai, but we're extrapolating for a regular case of Master Ani. So you don't have a right to give Master Ani to you choose. You leave the Master Ani, and the Aniyim will pick it up on their own. That's what we think. So Mamela, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, so he'll hold, like the Brisa, that the woman who took the Neder, she's not going to get benefit from anybody in the world, can pick up Master Ani. He says, Umanda Amar, this is 10 lines above where it gets medium wide on the Ran, on Pitalan Reb Beis. Umanda Amar Kore Shem, but according to the opinion, i.e. the Chachamim, we say that you have an obligation, even with Demai, to designate the Master Ani, Savar Sveko Tovel, he holds the Safek, makes it tevel if I don't designate it. So that means that it is included lo yichalu et kodshei b'nei Israel, and so you would be chayav misa with it, and it would desecrate Hashem's name if you're not separating it. And Hilta came into itla behana, so mela, now you have the tovah to give it to who you choose. Asur the tanuye the mididei mitane lo meyaf kera, and so then mela. Then the farmer has the right to give it to the ani that he chooses, and as a corollary to that, the woman would not be able to get it because she made the neder. She's not going to get hana from anybody in the world. Kach pirshu rabotai. That's the way my rebbeim explained the sugya. That's what the Ran says. The lo pirshu klok to the tovel veino tovel for my talia. But they didn't explain what is the nekudat amachloket. Why yes and why no would the failure or the obligation to separate master ani turn it yes into tevel or not turn into tevel. For iti mishin b'chak peiru zeharbe, I saw somebody who worked very hard to explain this. Uveinai nira, but I think that the pshat is the mantisfir leino tovel, the one who holds that not removing master ani doesn't turn it into tevel. Hayotama mishpisfir le yipshar shiye kri chamur ni master ani hamurabo yotemi master ani yatzvo. He holds that if I have this like untied mixture that the Trumas and Masas were separated or designated, but not the Master Ani, that can't be worse than if the Master Ani was designated and was mixed into it. He says, the Bishlema Truma, but then Hushte Tovelet. So by Truma, I understand it's Tevel, if I got Truma mixed in there, given she asked Masura, Ruhushe, Tesura, Truvata. So Truma is like poison for me if I'm not a Kohen. So the mixture, if it's not separated, is also poison. Then I got it. So it doesn't become bakal there. I have an obligation to separate out. Mishmahaki oser. About Master Ani, to Atzma Mutar Lazarim. Master Ani is permissible to not aniyim. To anybody can eat it. There's no Easter and eat Master Ani. Hiyachi Tervtokam wearing menu. How could the mixture be more chamor? In other words, how could I say that I'm chayav mita eating a mixture that has Master Ani mixed in it? And in the Master Ani itself, I wouldn't be chayav mita for. He says, Hainu Tama demand Sfirle in Otovel. Uman Desfirle Tovel, and the other opinion who holds, yeah, it is Tevel if the Master Ani is mixed in there. Mapikle Tovel Midrasha. So he learns it out from Midrasha. We're going to have Midrasha 1 second, and then I'll summarize, then we're going to move on. This is right. Ukitatanya Beperek Mishmu Tarot. Right, like the comment. He says, I might think I'm only chayiv for tevel if nothing was separated from it. Let's say truma gedola was separated. How do I know that even this Gemara is saying the Master Ani wasn't removed as tevel? It says one pasuk you can't eat b'sharecha. So it says by Master Ani, v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. Masharecha more lahalan Master Ani, afkan Master Ani. In other words, here it says lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha. You know, this is Masar de Ganchad Kirshavet Sarecha or Kasher Tidur. In other words, you can't eat it until all the things are taken from it. But it includes Master Ani because we have the similar phrase. V'amarachman lo tuchal. Okay, just to summarize what we did, and then we'll go forward. Okay, let's just focus. So the basic question we have is the woman who took a neder, she's not getting benefit from anybody in the world, well, aside from the husband or whatever, and she's allowed to have leket shif and peah from everybody, is she yes permitted or not permitted to have Master Ani? So our mission doesn't mention Master Ani. So the mission before it is she can't benefit from the Master Ani. The Braisa says Master Ani. So the Braisa holds she could benefit from Master Ani. So what's the Nekudah Machloket between the Mishnah and the Braisa? So Rav Yosef wants to say the Nekudah Machloket between the Mishnah and the Braisa is, he thinks, the Machloket between Rav Lezer and the Chachamim about Demai. He's taking a case by Demai and he wants to extrapolate from the Mishnah and Demai to a general foul by the few to separate Master Ani. So the Mishnah and Demai says that according to the Tanah Rav Lezer, one is not designated obligated to designate Master Ani in the Tzmai, and according to Chachamim, you are obligated to designate it. So what is that talui with? So the Gemara says it's talui with, does it turn it into Tevel by not having Master Ani separated from the mixture? Is it Tevel or not? So if, right, and then Reb Lezer holds not Tevel. So if I hold it's not Tevel, so then we said, then we learned from this Pasuk in Parshas Emor, it said, lo yichalel. What's the pasuk? It says, that they won't desecrate the Kachay Bnei Israel, which means that they're obligated to separate whatever they're obligated to separate from the Tavua, and then Eda Sheyarimu, then give the things they separate to the people they choose to separate. So if I say there's no obligation, it doesn't turn into Tavel, but leaving the Master Ani in there, so I don't have the right to give it to whoever I choose. It means I'll just be machir it and the Ani will pick it up. But if I say it turns it into Tevel, then Mela, I have a right to give it to whoever I choose. Right. So we think the way this shot is going, then I got to run. We think that our mission is going according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that it would be Tevel if the Master Ani is left in there. Mela, the person has the Tovas Hanad to give to whoever he chooses. So she can't take it because she's benefiting from the donor's right to give it to whoever she chooses. Whereas according to the Braisa, we'll hold like the Tana Reb Lezer, that it doesn't turn it into Tevel. Mela doesn't have a right to give it what he wants. He just mafia and living and even come pick it up on their own. So Mela, she could benefit from the Master Ani. Okay, then the Ron added on, what's in the Kudu Machloket, why it is or is not Tevel. So why it is not Tevel, because even if I would separate the Master Ani and mix it into the Tua, so it wouldn't be prohibited, it wouldn't be an Easter to eat it. In other words, like everybody can eat it, there's no Easter in eating the Master Ani. And the other side holds based on a Pasuk that it would still be Tevel. Okay, I have 6 seconds for questions, then I got to run. Okay, go.
We said that the situation of the Nai is something that is affected. majority of the people are separated.
Right.
The general rule
so, on a din Torah, then you're entitled to be Tola with Rov. But here the din of the Chachamim is that you are taking it. But that's for the Chachamim to do all over the place. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? We give it to quickly, Josh.
What was the point of all of this?
In other words, we saw machlok between the Tan, Reb Lezer, and the Chachamim, and from that machlok, we were extrapolating that they have different views about, you know, whether it does or does not make it tevel. That's what we think. And Mimela, from there, we're able to extrapolate whether the person has a tovah or not. Gideon. Okay, I have to, but I apologize. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. So now we're online. I can't take any more questions until I finish the daf. Okay, so Pita Alamud Beis. So the asterisk in the eighth line. So Amar Li Abaye, when we see Rabbi Yosef, Abaye is usually not too far away, and here he is. So Amar Li Abaye, so Abaye says Rabbi Yosef, who was his Rebbe, the Kuliyama Sveiko Tovel. He says, no, I think Rebbe, the pshat is, everybody holds that the lack of taking the Maser Ani from the Tavua does turn it into Tevel. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanan B'Hakmitliki, but the Machloka between Rabbi Lezer comes and something else. Rabbi Lezer Savar, Lo Nechdu Amei Haaretz Al Maser Ani. The Tana Rabbi Lezer holds that Amei Haaretz were never suspected of not removing Maser Ani. In other words, it was never a takana, even for them, and it was never a takana that you have to even have to worry about taking. Just like you don't have to worry about Truma, because they all take Truma, you don't have to worry about them taking Maser Ani. Why? Came into Yidu Machu Nisei Bahavi Ani V'Shaki Lehu. He says, since, let's say, the person who's the donor, he's the farmer, he's separating the Maser Ani, let's say he would want the Maser Ani for himself. So he has this an easy method that he could get it. He just has to be mafia all of his property, then he's an Ani, then he'll take it. So Leipseda, so he has a loss in it. So we're not afraid that the Ami Haaretz will not be mafrish Maser Ani. They'll all be mafrish to Maser Ani. Rabbanan Sabri, Nixay Lomach, your Inish, Gemir to Dilma Zakib, who Inish Akarina. Is the Chamme hold? No, they're not relied on because, yeah, right, you could be mafia your property, but we think the Ami Aret will be afraid to do that because maybe somebody will come and seize their property with them after it. But the point is, though, that this is not probative at all to our question. Our question is still in place. Our question is the Mishnah doesn't say anything about her being Zocha from the Maser Ani. The Brisa does. We haven't answered that question. So now we're going to come to the answer that the Gemara gives now. So Rava Omer, Rava is giving the explanation why our mission doesn't mention that she can be Zocha from Maser Ani. The Brisa says she could. Rava Omer, Tan b'Maser Ani amin chalek b'toch habayit d'chiv b'bein atina v'natali vila ger b'gomer v'shem achi asr le tanugay Tan b'Maser Ani amin chalek b'toch ha-gornot. So Rava explains, and we'll do this inside of the Ran, that with Maser Ani, it depends on the season and where the Maser Ani is located, whether you have the right to give it to whoever you want or not. So this is my folk had how to learn, but one simple shot is one method of learning is during the summer when you're, you know, farming and you're doing a harvest and you separate the Maser Ani and the Beit HaGarn or the granary, then the Aniyim come on their own, they take it. They take it on their own, the weather's nice. But then when you take the Tefuah to your house for the winter, and then the Ani wants some of the Maser Ani, comes to the house, then you have a choice to give it to whoever you want. So that's what the Mishnah and the Brisa are having machloket about. So when the Mishnah says she can't get from the Maser Ani, that's the winter, right? And the Brisa that says she could get the Maser Ani, that's the summer. Exactly right. Okay, let's see the run on this, and then we'll have 30 seconds for questions. Somebody got to go. Okay, now let's look at the on the second very wide line in the run. He says, Rava Amar, everybody with me? So Rava at the Piruki Manitin Ubraita Dokashim. So Rava's coming to answer that the mission and the Brisa don't contradict one another. Yishim to Manitin Mairi B'Maser Ani Hamid Chalek B'Tok Habayit. The Mishnah is talking about Maser Ani that you already have in your house. The Kemet Shabalabai Mechalko, the Balabas, he divides it up, gives to whichever one he wants. Don't know, Tovanah Shalom. So he has the choice to give it who he wants. That's his Tovanah. Mishumahaki, look, Taribanitin. Maser Ani, the Hamitzrabe, and he says, I'm sorry, Mishumahaki, look, Taribanitin, Maser Ani, the Hamitzrabe. So it doesn't say Maser Ani because she's prohibited it because he gets decided to give it. Bright to Myri, the Maser Ani Mechalei B'Tocha Goranot, Shemichal Gorin. Horotza Yitol. In the Gorno, and anybody wants to self-service. Bahatam Sifrei, and now he quotes from the Sifrei, which is the Medrash on Bamidbar and Devarim. Rami, in a post-contradiction. One pasuk says, you'll give the Levi the Yatom and the Amana. Another pasuk says, you'll leave it in your gates. In other words, one is going to be that you're going to give it. One, you're going to give everything out. The other is you just leave it, self-help. In the summer, you leave it on the granary. And in the winter, you give it out. It's in your house. You give it to whoever you want. The item of our shame, then others want to explain, just the opposite. In other words, in the summer that follows the winter, the second way is saying you always have a right to give it to whoever you want, but then if the summer and the winter pass, then you leave it in the Gorin and then they come and pick it up. Okay. All right, we have six extra questions. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll go on. So just to repeat again, so the Mishnah doesn't mention Maser Ani, the Braisa does mention Maser Ani. So the woman took an eder, she's not going to get benefit from anybody in the world, but she could get benefit, Lechet Shechem Peah. Lechet Shechem Peah is Hefker, picks it up on her own, nobody gives it to her, you pick up Lechet Shechem Peah, so she has a right to do it. So then, but our Mishnah does not mention Maser Ani, and the Braisa does say that you could benefit from Maser Ani. So the Gemara says that there's two types of Maser Ani. Is the summer Maser Ani and the winter Maser Ani. So the summer Maser Ani, the Ani comes, picks it up, and the Baalim have no choice to give it to this person, that person, the other person. The winter, the Baalim are in charge of it. He's in the house, and he gets to give it to whatever Ani he chooses. So then that's Tovat Hana. That's a benefit, because the owner can give it to whichever Ani he chooses. Right, so in that case, she can't benefit from it, because she would, if he gave it to her, she'd be benefiting from it. Okay, 30 seconds for questions, then we gotta go. Okay, let's go. Okay, now, okay, let's see back in the Gemara, and then we'll leave this into as far as that. Okay, now, 10 lines from the bottom. Now, the next part of the mission said, so we said that not necessarily a woman, but if any person makes a neder, that all the Kohanim Levim in this world cannot get benefit from my property, so the Kohanim Levim can come and pick up the Truma and the Maaser, but Al-Korcho, and it was tough luck, it's ours anyway, we're going to pick it up. But if he says that these Kohanim Levim can't benefit from it, so they can't pick it up. Well, the other Kohanim Levim could pick it up. So we'll see in the Gemara in a minute. So the Gemara says Kohanim Levim Levim. So Alma Tobarana Inamamo. Now the Gemara takes it in the first line of the Mishnah, or the first line of this part, when he says Kohanim Levim Nenim Leyiflu Baal Korcho Lechora, it means Tobarana Inamamo. It means that the right that he would normally have to give it to whatever Kohen or Levi he chooses is not viewed as an equity right in the Truma Maaser itself. So when the person takes the Truma or the Maaser Rishon, they're not taking anything of benefit from the person. Let's do the next line of the Mishnah. If she says that these Konim Levim Levim can get Hana from me, so others will take it. About Lahani Los, the Gemara says, if those the designated Konim can't, that seems to indicate that Tobarana is considered to be Mamon. So the issue is, everybody agrees that, like, the person who has a right to give the Kohen and Levi, the Masro, the Trumot, so that is worth something, because person will pay just that, you know, but here's money, you know, give my family, whatever, things like that. It is worth money. But do I view it as like an equity in the object itself? Do I have like a monetary interest in the object itself, which is the Truma and the Maaser? So from one line of the Mishnah, it sounds like not. One line of the Mishnah, it says like this. So let's see in the Gemara, and we'll summarize in a minute. Okay? So he says, Amar Rav Hoshea, and this is, we're going to discuss this more tomorrow. So Amar Rav Hoshea, lo kasha. So Rav Hoshea says there's no contradiction between the two lines in our Mishnah. Ha Rebbe, Ha Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. The two lines in the Mishnah reflect two different Tanaim, even though they seem the same topic, but it's two different Pesachim. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Agonev Tiblo Shel Chavero, Ba'achalo. If, let's say, Reuven had tevel, untied produce, and Shimon stole the tevel and consumed it. Mishalim lo dmei tivlo divi Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, he has to pay him the value of the chulin that was there, not the value of the truma and the maaser that was in the pile, but he also has to pay him the value of the tovet hana'ah like the benefit for the donor to give to whatever Kohen or Levi he would choose. He has to give them that as well. So let's say the chulin was worth $100 and the tovah was worth $10, so he owes him $110. He doesn't have to pay him for the value of the truma of the maaser itself. This is because it's not his. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mishalon lo dmei chulin shabo." Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, you don't owe the tovah dana. You just owe for the chulin." So my la b'hakniflagi. So is it not that the point of dispute between these two tanaim, I Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is on the top line of Pehei Amud Aleph? The Rabbi Savar tovah dana mamo. Rabbi Taka holds that tovah dana is mamo. It is mamo. So that'll be the second line, the second psak of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Savar tovah dana ina mamo. That'll be like the first line in the Mishnah. Okay, let's slow down a little bit with this. Okay, so we're on a different topic. So the topic is, you know, is tovah dana, is my interest or my interest in or my the right that I have to give it to whoever I choose, is that considered like an equity that I value in the object itself? Or is that object itself, do I have like some interest in it itself? And the Nafka Mina is what they said in the art scroll. Let's say I want to be a Kaddish Neisha with this. Let's say she's not a Kohen and I want to be a Kaddish her with it. So I don't own the Truma, but I own the Tovah Hana to give it to whichever Kohen I want. So if it's Tovah Hana's Mamon, so I can be Kaddish Neisha with this Truma. Now she can give it to whoever she wants. If it's not Mamon, then I'm not giving her anything. So that's what, so in the Mishnah, one line of the Mishnah seems to say that we thought that Tovah Hana is not Mamon. The first line that says, she says that all Kohenim Levim are prohibited in my property. So any Kohen or Levi can come and take it by forcho. You know, where's the Truman coming to take it? So Lechora, that whole, in other words, a person can ask for their property. I have a right to ask for my property on whoever I want. With my property, I can ask for you and have getting benefit from my property. So Truma and the Maaser Rishon, is that her property? No, it belongs to Kohenim. But here it's not a woman, here it's a man. But this part was. Yeah, this part isn't necessarily a woman. This is anybody's making the netter. So if a person makes the netter like that, so can they ask her because they have a financial interest in the truma, they have financial interest in the maaser rishon. Is that the case? So if I say they have financial interest in it, so then you can't take it back for it because you're benefiting from it. So the fact that the Tana Mishnah says you could take it sounds like he holds Tovah Hana in a mamo, that the right to give it to other people doesn't count as like an equitable interest in the Truma the Maaser. But the second line that says, if I designate certain Kohenim Levim, they can't take it, other people could, that sounds like it is. Okay, so that might be the Machloket. Okay, I'm sorry, I gotta get going. I'm recording now, one second.